I'm Monica Tomkonchnik, reading Becca Fulton's reflection on Easter Sunday. Becca is currently a part of the Sojourners internship program. Reflection. For most of my life, I have struggled to get up early. I do not have an inherent disposition to mornings, but waking up before 7 a.m. has never sounded good to me. However, I have recently felt like I am missing out on something by only ever waking up to fulfill a responsibility. Unless my commitments are tied to another person or work, it is hard for me to get out of bed, whether that is for myself or worse, for God. So as I meditate on the passage in Mark 16, which depicts the fervent passion Mary Magdalene, and Salome had for Jesus, I feel convicted. Rising early, they rush to serve Jesus with spices and burial rituals, completely forgetting to consider how they would get past the behemoth boulder, standing firm between Jesus and the rest of the world. How often do I let the boulders in my own story quarantine my zeal for serving Jesus? How often do I sleep in just because I don't have a plan? One thing I have learned in my 22 years, and will most likely continue to learn, is that confidence in Christ, the riches of assured understanding from Colossians 2, verse 2, is strengthened in situations contradictory to the plans I make for myself. Focus on community. In addition, these women are an example for me in my own community. Even in their service and dedication, they were surprised when Jesus was no longer in the tomb. Yet instead of remaining in awe, they were commanded to go and tell. We are called to be witnesses and servants of the good news, not spectators. This passage reminds me not to be shocked by the work of God when we gather in community to serve the Lord and to trust in the promises of God. Service suggestion. Similar to a budget, how we spend our days and who we give our time to is a declaration of our faith. As an act of service, give the Spirit space to move. Whether this requires an earlier start to your day or a portion of it to be left unscheduled, join me as I work to center Christ in my life.